What's it look like inside an octopus? You probably don't want to know, at least firsthand. That's unless you're a student dissecting one during this month's Sitka Whale Fest. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the story.
So what we're going to do is we're going to pass out some of these octopus. We've got enough to do an octopus for every two or three people.
Marine biologist Reed Brewer hands out trays, each holding a small octopus, to students at the state-run Mount Edgecombe Boarding High School in Sitka. The students from around the state are about to take them apart.
Medium, large, medium. For dissection etiquette, don't touch people with slimy hands. I would recommend against fixing your hairs after we started.
Some greet the slimy mollusk's arrival with disgust, then curiosity, and a little giggling. Brewer holds up a larger specimen, and the interactive lesson begins.
So octopus have 8 legs, right?
8 arms.
Arms.
It was a test.
All right, they have 8 arms. Each of the arms is covered with 230 to 280 sucker discs. Okay, so again, I said this octopus could probably hold around 4,000, 5,000 pounds using these sucker discs.
Brewer is usually based in Unalaska, working as an agent for the State Marine Advisory Program. But this particular week, he's teaching students at Edgecombe and other classrooms as part of the Sitka Whale Fest Science in the Schools program.
Okay, so I want you to look at the center part. So lift up your legs where all the legs come together underneath it, and you should find a black parrot-like beak. All right? It's right in the middle.
The students become focused as they locate, then remove the beaks. With Brewer's instructions and program volunteers' encouragement, they start searching for and examining a variety of organs. A few miles away, middle school students are learning how seals regulate body temperature by dipping their faces into cold water, and high schoolers are being briefed about marine acoustics.
We're trying to bring in scientists that have sort of cutting-edge ideas and are good at working with students.
Steve Lewis of Tenneke coordinates the Science in the Schools program.
Part of my role is as an educator and a scientist to try to bridge that gap and help some of the scientists figure out some of the tricks to really integrating and making kids remember what they've talked about and drawing them into the system.
Back in the classroom, Brewer instructs students as they cut into the octopus's mantle looking for internal organs.
Turn it so the eyes are facing down. And there's a little slit back here. I want you to cut this little slit, okay?
This is the fourth necropsy for Kate Wilmarth from Red Devil, Brittany Woods Orison from Rampart, and Natasha Kukesh from Angoon.
We started with a
crayfish.
Crayfish.
And then we went to a
frog.
And then a rat.
Yeah. The rat was really gross.
So what's your favorite so far?
I think this one's,
yeah, this one's the coolest one so far.
Yeah.
Octopus sessions were offered to more than a dozen classes hosted by WhaleFest Science in the Schools program. It also organized another 60 sessions on other marine topics. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.